Hello, now we are going to talk about the latest articles about PHP published in the PHP classes site blog. There were quite a few this month. Arthur, Vincenzo, would you like to comment?
The first one I would want to comment is using Microsoft Visual Studio is PHP IDE with the PHP Tools extension. This is the second part of the article describing how to exactly use CRUD application with NoSQL database. The author is Dave Smith, but the first, actually, I wanted to mention that I think my first prize from PHP classes was exactly an extension to make PHP work with Visual Studio, which was awesome at that time. It was, I don't know how many years ago, I can't remember even.
Extension is still available because it was from another sponsor.
It was the vs.php. Exactly. I think it's not available anymore. Yeah, but still, it was kind of awesome at the time using such IDE as Visual Studio for PHP development. So I played with it a lot. And here, as Alta describes PHP tools, and as I read from the article, is actually quite similar. You can download it from specific source, and then it adds specific PHP projects for your Visual Studio. Then you can select and add source control and other stuff that you might need. The adding new files, the working with files is PHP code is PHP code, which is the same, you just require them. There is interface to create them. And all other parts are basically about what our author talks about is the NoSQL database, JSON-DB, and how to use it. But yeah, all in all, it's just PHP code that you can understand and use in Visual Studio. That's the most fun part about it. And yeah, you can also run the project. I think, you can select the browser. It would create an internal HTTP server for you to handle your PHP application and connect to it through browser of your choice. So you can run and test your application quite easily. That's basically whatever kind of IDE you decide for your PHP development, Visual Studio is now a legit option because of PHP Tools extension, and as Alta showed, it works.
It seems the community edition of Visual Studio is now available for free. So you just need this plugin to make it support PHP and do not have to pay anymore. And for those that are using Windows, because Visual Studio is for Windows only, it may be an interesting option.
Yeah, exactly. I did not know about probably Visual Studio. I don't know if there is a way to run it on Linux or something similar. There is Visual Studio Code or stuff like that. Most with Windows, and Visual Studio was always kind of the most extendable and the most multifunctional IDE there was for Windows. So probably makes sense that all developer knew it and would know how to use PHP on it. Next article is called How to Automate Actions on Apple Mac OS X using PHP Shell Script for Automator. So basically, as on any Linux, also on a Mac, you can automize many tasks using shell scripts, but in this case, our author Carl Holtz from Canada shows how to use PHP to accomplish this task. So you don't have to program shell maybe specifically, but use PHP scripts. So first, you need to modify shell boost file to support PHP at all. Well, basically, you need to have installed PHP on your macOS system too, of course. And show step by step how to set up it and how to do it and test it and try it out. And then you even write a small test script that does not block input and reads input through sometimes and works. So you can see this example daemon that would be written would actually work. And I'm not actually a macOS user much. I use it for some projects, so I can tell that his description is quite thorough, that even me as Windows user could follow the steps on macOS specifically and set it up.
But there are many developers that use macOS. And just the other day, I was visiting a company, a local company, with a developer that do web development. And the guy said, "Oh, I'm surprised you do not use Mac. I use Linux." Okay. It was interesting because there seems to be a huge community of developers that use macOS.
Everyone in company that I work for use Mac, and they want me to switch it, but I can just can't. I don't know. Just doesn't feel right. Yeah, it's probably getting used to and stuff like that, but still.
Yeah. Do they use also iPhones or
Android? They are not fanboys, so they switch between Androids and iPhones. Some maybe use consistent iPhones. I don't know, it's hard to tell, but mostly, yeah.
So they just wait 8 Windows.
could be. Especially as we are programming mostly for Linux stuff. And the next article is why reactive programming is the evolution of web development. And the author is Gero Krzteski from Germany. And so he tells us about the default stack, default process that we have, that we have an HTTP request, which is processed by web server, then it calls the PHP framework, which calls scripts, which is then calling database, and then going all back again. So there are two processes from the web server, two processes from database, some processes from the PHP running script itself, and it's so costly, and it's for each request. So you can see that the forecast says that the CPU usage was quite high. And the reactive programming idea is that you can use one single like socket connection without multiple processes for each different part, and use streams to do the information exchange, which would be called, as you see, that we make a request. It's called it's all PHP. There is no web server anymore, so PHP is like a process called handle connection. Some React PHP specifically, and it would call some your framework or script, which would communicate with database all through single connection. And by his tests, of course, the consumption of CPU is much lower. It kind of reminds me the way Node.js does it, not exactly, because Node.js has a process, but still the communications with database open sockets and stuff like that. But it's kind of similar. And I don't know how many systems are now using it, but it seems to be something new, and then people are thinking about improving the situation and performance with PHP.
And yes, this is mostly inspired on Node.js and everything that is based on asynchronous programming. So there is that project React PHP, and it basically what this author did is to adapt his micro framework, which is called PIMF or PIMF, and to take advantage of the possibilities of asynchronous programming. So that's why he published that package precisely on the blog. That article precisely on the blog of that package.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's all from articles from me.
Okay. So on my behalf, I also like to comment on a few articles, some of which are not exactly related with PHP specifically. So let me comment first about those related to PHP. One of which is the third part of the article that you mentioned by Dave Smith on using the Microsoft Visual Studio PHP IDE with the PHP tools extension. In this case, this part of the article, which was the last part, it talks about debugging. So it talks about the basic things, how to set breakpoints, and how to do the same things that you do with Visual Studio for other languages, but using this extension to support PHP. So you are able to do all sorts of things, put breakpoints, watch values, step through the code, and even modify values of variables. So it is useful for those that are looking forward to use Microsoft Visual Studio and to debug PHP, not just PHP, probably also JavaScript, but this PHP tools extension is specific for PHP. And the next article that I wanted to comment is about another, actually this is the last part of a series of articles, this one on PHP Add IDE that we talked before. This one talks about remote debugging and remote projects, and this is interesting. Not everybody uses this possibility of remote debugging, but it is interesting to, for instance, if you want to debug a problem that only happens on a production server or maybe on a virtual machine, if you have there. So you have to set up the communications between your development machine and the server or the virtual machine that you want to debug whatever is the software that you are developing. And this article by Cyril Ogana from Kenya explain how you can set up it to perform remote debugging and remote projects. A remote project, in reality, it refers to the files that are on the server. So if you want to debug a project that is running on a server, you do not have to have a copy of the project in your machine. So it will pull the files on demand if you need them. As you step through your code, different files that you may need to open, and it will pull those files, and you are able to debug your project even if you are in a different machine. But it will all happen the files were local. It pulls the files on demand, so you do not have to pull all the files that you need. This is very useful because once in a while you need to debug a problem that only happens on the production server and it does not happen on the development environment. So you wonder, what is the matter with this? So with this tool, this possibility that PHP add, it makes it possible to do that, do remote debugging, and not be concerned with if you have the files that are in the remote server. So this is a tutorial that explains how it works, how you can set up a remote session. It has plenty of screenshots which are useful to explain how all works. So it was a very interesting and useful article, especially if you are already using PHP Add and you are not aware of this feature or not know what to do it, or maybe if you do not use PHP Add but you were considering having PHP IDE that supports this possibility of remote debugging. So that's kind of interesting. So the next article that I want to comment is in reality one introduction to a video. that on which I explained several things that are interesting for developers that are looking forward to establish themselves as business owners, and not exactly work for others as many developers are doing. A great part of the developers are working for other companies, so they need either to be in the office or sometimes in remote it is possible, but they are not really happy with that situation because they are not really working on their own projects. They do not have much autonomy. They cannot work exactly on the projects they want. So my idea with this video is to explain why giving that step of from being a developer that works for other companies to be a developer that creates products that many customers will buy, and you will eventually be happier, do things more that you like, and eventually even make more money. So in this video I explain what you need to do to become a business owner with all those possibilities, which is to create software products. Because some people have their own companies, but they still work for others. I guess that's it. That is your case, right, Arthur?
Yes.
So, are you happy
for
with
most
it?
People? I just want to maybe to mention that while being a business owner has its benefits, it's no doubt. It's not for everyone, because I think that some users probably maybe not don't have motivation, don't have self-motivation or will and stuff like that.
Yeah, so what I found out is that sometimes people do not want to take chances precisely because they don't know what to do. Many developers know a lot about development, know a lot about the technical stuff, but they don't know much about business stuff. So if they try to create their own business developing products, they will stumble into difficulties about which they never learn how to handle them. And so they think it's hard, when in reality they meant I don't know what to do, what is the right thing to do. And I have gone through that and keep going through that, because I'm learning things about business every day. And I made it. Actually, I made it making lots of mistakes, to the point that sometimes I wonder how come I sort of survive as a business. I mean, having my own company for all this time, it's not a short period, it's more than 15 years. And what I'm trying to do with this initiative is to share the information about what to do. Because as I said, when a person doesn't know what to do, he does not feel confident to go ahead, even though he may have a certain desire to benefit from those privileges being a business owner. So I agree with you that creating our own business is not for people that don't know how to do it. So my goal is to fill that gap that is in the education system. You go to school, don't learn how to create businesses, you don't know how to deal with a bunch of situations. So in this first video, I talk about seven reasons why it is a good step for you to give. But as you said, if you are not prepared, if you are, you probably are not motivated, and so this has to do exactly with the second video. The second video tells you about mistakes that many developers make when they try to establish themselves as business owners, develop their own products. And in this case, I talk about the top four mistakes. And well, without showing the video, I can briefly comment about them. One of them is associating with other partners that are problematic. Many companies, many startups fail because the partners do not get along. Another problem is the businesses. Sometimes you have an idea, but then you realize you don't have, there is not so much demand for the product that you want, that you thought it would be interesting to sell. And basically there are four mistakes. I'm not going to spoil the surprise for those that did not see it. Just take a look at these videos. You can watch them and learn things that are not, unfortunately, are not taught in schools. If you go to school, you probably learn a lot about software development, but as I said, nothing about business. And my idea is to fill that gap, and hopefully many more developers and also non-developers can become successful. In this, the case of the second video, the idea is to anticipate the mistakes that many people will make. I made at least some of these mistakes. And so if you know in advance what are those mistakes, eventually you'll be more prepared to avoid them. And that is my idea. So commenting just briefly about these last articles, they are not specifically about software, they are more about creating businesses. And my idea is precisely to help developers. So this is a broader project. It's not just these two first videos. There are already a couple of other videos that were published. If you are interested, you can go to just click here. You go to a page on which you can see the videos, and also sign up below either with your Facebook account or by email to be notified when the next videos are coming. And if you can have your comments here below, it will also be nice, because I want to know if I'm being clear, if I'm providing useful information, and also understand what other things people would like to know, that problems that have stumbled. And for those that want to have more specific support, one thing that I'm now providing, I started today when you are recording, I will be providing free consulting on these topics. Let's say you have a difficulty, like for instance, you want to create a business, but for instance, you don't know, how do I find customers? Let's say it's a common doubt many entrepreneurs have. I have this great product, but how do I find customers? How do I persuade them to buy my product? How much do I charge for these products? And all these questions, they have well-known answers. And you can eventually be more prepared to go ahead. And another thing I want to mention is that soon. I'm not sure exactly when, but I hope hopefully in the next weeks, I'll be giving a free workshop online on which you'll be able to watch some videos that give you more detail about these things in a order that makes sense, so you can learn all these things that you need to know that I have learned by doing for all these years. And eventually, if you feel more confident to go ahead, and hopefully you also become a business owner, developing your products and selling to many customers. So basically, that's it. It's already darker year, with this we conclude this report on the latest articles, and on my behalf, that is all for now. Bye.
Bye.